In the midst of the national angst and the debate over whether we need stricter gun control laws, and despite widespread criticism, the New Hampshire Association of Chiefs of Police is sticking with its controversial plan to raise funds through a gun raffle. 1,000 tickets have already been sold for what's called the Month of New Hampshire-Made Firearms Raffle. It's scheduled to start on May 1st with a drawing each day of the month. Legal buyers will have a chance to win prizes that include 31 pistols, rifles, and assault weapons. The money raised will help pay for the Police Cadet Training Academy. We spoke with New Hampshire State Representative Sharon Nordgren, who's a critic of the raffle.
When I first heard of it, I guess I just was sort of shocked and amazed that the police chiefs would be in the business of providing weapons to the public. I know the decision was made a few months ago, before our traumatic experiences in Newtown. But I think, you know, with the addition of that to our already traumatized nation in regarding assault weapons and killings in Aurora and Wisconsin, I think it just was sort of a bad decision.
There are other groups in New Hampshire that use guns as raffle prizes. Are you objecting to all of those raffles or just this one by the police chiefs?
Just the one by the police chiefs. I just think it just seems inappropriate. One of the weapons that is being raffled, in fact, is an assault weapon similar to the one used in Newtown. This just seemed out of context for what usually I would assume the police would be doing.
Some people argue that guns and hunting are part of the culture in New Hampshire and that this is just a way to raise money for what many people consider to be a good cause, the Academy. What's your response to that?
Well, I do agree it's a good cause. I guess maybe I would have thought maybe a snowmobile might have been a more appropriate raffle item. I guess I think maybe if they were hunting rifles, that might be sort of okay. But an assault weapon is just not, I'm sorry, a hunting rifle. I'm fine with the Second Amendment. I just think assault weapons are not something we should be providing to the public through a raffle.
There were 1,000 raffle tickets for sale by the association for the 31 guns that they're raffling off, and the association pretty quickly sold them out. What's that say to you? Doesn't that say that there's support in New Hampshire for this kind of thing and for this thing specifically?
The raffle is taking place at a gun shop in Newport, New Hampshire. That's the home of Ruger manufacturers of guns. I also think there's this paranoia being promoted by a lot of people that guns are going to be taken away from people, guns aren't going to be available. And so I think that's just sort of feeding into the whole hysteria going on about this whole issue.
Paul Donovan, the Salem police chief, who is the president of the New Hampshire Association of Chiefs of Police, has apparently not spoken publicly about this, but he has put out a press release that reads, New Hampshire Chiefs of Police feel the issues with these tragic shootings, and he's referring there to Newtown, are ones that are contrary to lawful and responsible gun ownership. We believe in and support the Second Amendment and encourage education in the area of firearms safety. And I'm wondering if you'd respond to that statement.
I don't agree with the promotion of firearm safety, but I guess I don't think in that context that you're in the business of promoting the giving away and raffling of assault weapons. That just seems contrary to what the police should be doing. I think police should be doing a buyback program and maybe raffling off a snowmobile. We had the death of a police chief in Greenland, New Hampshire last year, and we had a police officer in Manchester, New Hampshire that was almost killed, and his attacker was just sentenced to 60 years in jail. So I think the police should be worrying about how those assault weapons would be used.
Despite your concerns, this raffle seems like it's going forward, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And what are your thoughts about that?
I think we've obviously hoped that maybe it won't happen again, maybe that cooler heads will prevail and that when they have another vote of the police chiefs to do this next year, maybe they'll reconsider.
Representative Sharon Nordgren, who represents Hanover, New Hampshire, and the area around it, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Bye, Bob.